from NPR News. This is Day to Day. Want to scuba dive? Well, pack your bags. It's likely you live nowhere near exotic fish, unless, of course, you live near Clute, Texas. Clute is about an hour south of Houston, also nowhere near exotic fish. But developers in Clute are building what they say will be the nation's largest man-made scuba diving lake. NPR's Alex Cohen has more.
Every once in a while, a man gets lucky and turns his passion into his profession. Kenny Werner's passion is scuba diving. His job is president of Werner Material and Equipment, which, among other things, sells sand to construction companies.
We have a sand pit that we've been mining out of for over 50 years. We're about at the end of its life, and we're down to a big, thick clay shelf. And the clay is not very marketable.
The pit is huge. It spans 60 acres, and in some parts, its depths reach 70 feet. Standing at the edge of the pit, your feet sink down into a thick reddish sludge Werner calls Texas gumbo. Peer down into the hole, and you'll see all sorts of, well, junk.
You can see fire trucks. We have a tunnel system way over there we built with tanks that were hard to recycle because they're rubber lined and fiberglass lined. We saved the jet from NASA because we wanted to put it out here instead of salvaging it for scrap.
Werner got this junk because he's also in the demolition business. Eventually, divers will be able to swim around stuff like the metal frame of an old church steeple, a retired F-5 Navy jet, and a faux space shuttle that was once part of a ride at a now-defunct amusement park. There are also pipes in the pit, but they're not decorations. As Werner explains, they work to keep out naturally occurring groundwater.
We've got artesian action all the time, water coming up from the bottom. That's how we're hoping to fill it up when we're ready to make it a scuba park. We're just going to cut the pumps off and let nature take its course.
Once the pit is filled with water, Werner will stock his man-made lake with several species of fish. He's going to call the site Mammoth Lake, in honor of giant mammoth tusks discovered at the sand pit a few years back. Mammoth Lake may look like a junkyard now, but once it's filled with water, people will get to see things from all sorts of angles, says Mike Cryer, who will be one of the site's scuba instructors.
Just anybody can go to a museum and see a fire truck. Very few people can actually swim down into a fire truck and sit behind the wheel with fish swimming around in front of them. There's just something in us that, you know, the Lewis and Clark in us, that makes us really want to get in there and explore it.
As more and more Americans get into adventure sports, places like Mammoth Lake are becoming more common. There are other man-made scuba sites around the country, as well as indoor ski mountains and artificial surf reefs. But some argue there's nothing like the real thing. Tim Cahill writes for Outside Magazine.
Seeing a grizzly bear in the wild is an entirely different experience than seeing one in the zoo. I can tell you that from my life.
Cahill says man-made sites are great for training because it's a controlled situation. But he says don't expect the same sort of adrenaline rush.
It affects your vision. You pay attention. It seems to make things harder-edged, more colorful. When you eliminate that essential matter of risk, you don't get quite the experience that you have in the wilderness.
Yes, the oceans are ultimate, but a lot of people can't afford to go out into the ocean to go diving because a typical day there is at minimum $200 a day.
Dive instructor Mike Cryer says for just $20, people will be able to scuba dive all day at Mammoth Lake. He says they hope to open to the public sometime next summer. Alex Cohen, NPR News.